The role of a big league catcher is difficult. Robbie Hammack knows this. In addition to six big league seasons behind the plate, he's the D-backs catching coach.
It's the hardest. It's by far the hardest job on the field. You get behind the dish, there's a lot of stuff going on. And then also you got to hit. And you're dealing with personalities and it's a lot of external factors to try and put all that stuff together.
The D-backs have made it even harder on their receivers, employing backstops like John Ryan Murphy to run complicated game plans to help guide their pitchers through opponents' lineups.
It's super specific based on what our analytic department and our scouts see. We take that right into the game, and I think based on the results I've seen with their information, I think it's second to none.
The results speak for themselves. Since the start of the 2017 season, the D-backs have the fourth best earned run average in the majors. They fanned the sixth highest percentage of hitters and featured the highest ground ball rate. So every time something like this happens,
he struck him out with a high heat.
Love that. I love that pitch on Reyes because he's a guy that can wait on the off-speed pitch. High fastball well above the zone, and he gets a punch out.
There have likely been hours and hours of preparation that have gone into it from several members of the organization, including the catchers like Carson Kelly.
We're not just out there throwing out numbers.
Right.
There's always a reason. Sometimes during the game, get one of those where it's like, do I do this or do I do that? It's like a big time in the game. And, a lot of it is you got to trust your preparation. You got to trust your pitcher, trust your defense. You got to trust all that stuff, and that's when it comes down to that gut decision.
The game plans are built from several different areas of the organization. The bones come from advanced scouts in the stands like Mark Gardner and Rob Leary, who see the D-backs' next opponent. Pitching strategist Dan Heron, who helps devise a strategy based on pitcher and hitter tendencies. And run prevention coordinator Alex Kultis, who looks at video and the data to help create a game plan. Here's Robbie Hammack.
You look at hitter A, right, and you basically start out, what does he swing at, what does he not swing at? And you look and say, this information shows that he doesn't swing at this pitch ever, or he swings at it 10% of the time. So let's throw that first pitch. And then after that, he's aggressive, so we need to throw this pitch in this spot because that's the one he struggles with. And then when you get him to two strikes, he has a lot of trouble with this pitch here and then this pitch here, so let's use those two off of each other.
The key to all of it is matching a pitcher's strengths to a hitter's weaknesses. It's a big change in approach from when Alex Avila first came to the big leagues in 2009.
Nowadays, it's almost like a computer game where you can pinpoint exactly, hitters' weaknesses, things like that, and match those up with the pitcher's strengths. A lot of times it can be easy to map out a game. When I was first coming up through the minor leagues, my first few years in the big leagues, we had scouting reports and some information, but a lot of it was, from the eye test, just seeing and trusting your eyes. From that, you would learn. What worked and what didn't.
John Ryan Murphy explains how the plan is disseminated.
It's the first game of a series. After the first group of BP, all the pitchers and the catchers and the pitching coaches will have our first meeting of the day. That meeting's for the relievers, and that meeting will go over their entire lineup, and we'll make it right-handed specific, and then we'll go over the entire lineup specifically for the left-handers. The starters will have a completely different report, generated just for them specifically, usually sometime an hour before the game. The pitching coach, the catcher, and the starting pitcher will get together. We'll go down and create a game plan for each hitter.
The uniqueness of the plan can depend on the wants of the starting pitcher. Murphy works with Zach Greinke.
As far as preparation, I've never seen a pitcher prepare as well as he does. Zach has a few unique, specific things to him that he likes. He knows, number one, what he's good at, and number two, he knows typically what the hitter is not so good at.
The catchers have their input as well, as Carson Kelly explains.
I'm a visual person, so I like to go watch video and see what the information is and see it in live action. If there's stuff that we've had success on in the past that might not be touched on, maybe we'll bring it up in the meetings and see if that's something we can go out there and exploit.
These game plans aren't like in football where they script the first 15 plays of the game. It gives catchers information, but as Alex Avila explains, getting to what's on the game plan, that's where the creativity takes over.
Here's the end result. This is what the information is telling me that this guy is struggling with, and then it's a matter of figuring out how to get to that point and all the factors, you know, come into play as far as, you know, what my guy has up there, what are his best pitches, does he have a feel for his best pitch that day, you know, has he pitched back-to-back days, is he not, does he have his best stuff, is the hitter trying to make an adjustment, you know, because all the information we have, the other team has, so that hitter getting in the box knows that, you know, we know that he's 0 for 12 on two-strike sliders or something like that, so, you know, it's being able to disguise that, play that cat-and-mouse game in order to get to that end result.
And for his part, Hamick wants his guys to have the flexibility to change.
The information says the past 100 at-bats for this guy, he has batted 082 off of this pitch, just throw it every time with two strikes. And all of a sudden you see him make an adjustment in the box, take a better swing on it, better take on it. It's like, I don't feel good about that pitch right now. And we got to be able to blend the data and along with the instincts and marry all that together with their instincts and call a game.
So far, that marriage of data and feel has been blissful as the D-backs have helped replace the tools of ignorance with tools of knowledge. More in a moment on the Diamondbacks Radio Network.